The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You ready?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Buff Hub. I'm your host, Steve Vega. This is a Buffalo Rumblings podcast, and what a year it has been. Wow. We're here. We're at the first playoff game, and we are favored in a playoff game, ladies and gentlemen. And I am going to begin this podcast by inviting my brother back on to Buff Hub, and I'm so excited. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be back on the Buff Hub. Can't wait to talk Bills playoffs.
You were sending me all those pictures of, man, that wintry, just beautiful picture of Buffalo, and I'm just like, man, I miss it. And just the last episode, I had Anthony from Cover One, and you know, he just got settled into Buffalo, and you know, I want to champion you. I want to champion, obviously, our roots. I am not living in Buffalo. I have not lived in Buffalo since I was a child, but I do carry Buffalo with me wherever I go. And, you know, not just being a Bills fan, but just the culture and the community. And, you know, Mario, maybe give everyone a little background. I mean, yeah, you're from Buffalo, but come on. What do you know about Buffalo? Come on, let it out.
Oh, come on, man. Put me on the spot here. I know a lot about Buffalo. What do you mean? I know.
Come
man,
on, tell
listen.
Me everything you love about Buffalo. Why you're proud to be there,
oh, dude? It's such a blue time. You know, it's a blue collar town, man. People here are great. You can say anything about your neighborhood you grew up in. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's the food's great, the people are great. The close-knit family community type that we have going on here is amazing. All of us love our Buffalo Bills. They love our Buffalo sports here. And that's what it's about, man. I mean, it's that feeling you get when things are just going right. And, you know, I'm just excited, man. I'm excited. There's a lot to do in Buffalo, man. There's just so many things to do. So many people. Yeah.
Well, let me pause you real quick. All right. So I'm going to give you a couple of different cuisines, right? Just I'm going to name them off. You have to, on the spot, give me your favorite restaurant, right? When I say them off the top of my head. You ready?
Okay.
All right. I want a sub. Where do I go?
Sub? Where do Mike's subs in Kenmore? Mike's subs in Kenmore.
All right. I want pizza. Where do I go?
Pizza? Ooh, boy. I'm going to say, for me, it's Lenova or Carbone's, my local spot.
All right. Tomorrow's game day. Where do I go for wings?
For wings? Yeah. If you can get them, Gabriel's Gates down in Allentown.
Okay.
Best wings, in my opinion. For me, it's probably just going to be my local spot, which is Carbone's. I love their wings there. There's a couple of choices, but I'm probably going to go with Carbone's tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
That's
now,
the plug for them.
All right. I need some Italian food. Where am I going?
Italian, man, you know, I've only been to one Italian spot in Buffalo, and then there's a couple of them out there, but my favorite is Franco's.
Okay, last one here. I need some Puerto Rican food.
Franks.
Okay, Franks for Italian food?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, where am I going for Puerto Rican food?
Puerto Rican food. I'm going to say Niagara Cafe. They've been here forever, for as long as I can remember, living on Pennsylvania Street in the west side of Buffalo. That spot, Niagara Cafe, is the best, man. Get the acaporias, get your yellow rice and beans, and the pastelillos, man. They're amazing.
All right, so what are you having for game time tomorrow? The whole shebang, what are you going to bring?
It's going to be a little bit mixed everything, man. We're going to snack out. We'll have like a little veggie tray and some chips and that. We're going to get a huge 2-party-sized pizzas. I got a couple of people coming over. You know, with the COVID, you want to be smart about it. But we got a group of us. They're going to get together and just sit down, enjoy the game with some pizza and traditional pizza and wings, Buffalo wings, you know?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm done with boneless. No more boneless. Come on. What's up?
Who does boneless? You're doing boneless? Come on.
No. I don't. If I go to Sonic, you know, I'm going to get boneless wings. I can't do boneless wings on a game day. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah. No. Not at all. You got to get that bone in there, baby.
I've always tried to convert like people who are boneless, into boneless wings and traditional wings. A lot of them, it's just the texture thing. I don't know. I just, you know, what am I?
Yeah. I mean, you eat a boneless wing, you might as well just eat a chicken nugget. Come on.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's a chicken nugget.
People love chicken
nuggets. Are we in grade school? We're in grammar school here?
Oh my God.
Chicken nuggets, man. Glorified chicken nugget is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Glorified chicken nugget people. Glorified chicken nugget people. That's what they are. All right. Hey, here we go. Here we go. We're here, right? Mm-hmm. Colts and Bills. And we just need to jump into this real quick because we're favored, right? And it's odd to feel favored against a team in such a monumental game for Bills history. And look, I'm going to start off by saying I'm done being careful. I'm way past being careful. And I'm way past asking for permission. All right? Yes, I stole that from Captain America because this week, Captain America himself, Josh Allen, is going to take over. And I'm telling you right now, I think he's going to play at a completely different level. They've been waiting. They've been patient. They're having fun. And he is leading his football team. I think the best any quarterback in this league can lead. He's doing it on the field, off the field. And, you know, just the connections he has with his teammates, his coaches, and the community. You can't ask for more. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that have a very talented quarterback, but are very out of touch with their players. And, you know, you start to see what leadership is about when big games happen. And I think this game is going to be very big for Josh Allen's character, for Josh Allen's career. And yeah, the Colts are going to give us their best punch. They're a force to be reckoned with. We're going to talk about it. But look at this. The Bills are a Hail Mary away from a 10-game winning streak after 2 losses to the Titans and Chiefs. I feel like if that doesn't scream contender, I have no idea what does. If the 9-7, 10-6 New York Eli Manning Giants are a contender, why aren't the Buffalo Bills? If a Nick Foles Philadelphia Eagles team demoralizing, destroying a Bill Belichick defense isn't a contender, I don't know what is. So how is Buffalo not for some people? Why are we still here? Why do we still think that that's a proper mentality? It's not. Any team can choke. The Patriots, they've won championships, but they've choked. So, you know, I look at our situation, I look at our chances, and I'm just saying, let's steamroll this whole playoff situation, and let's get in the Super Bowl. And I'm saying this, and I'm not saying it just because I'm a fan. I'm saying it because I've watched every single game. I've done the research on who's left. I mean, yes, I think the only team that I'm honestly afraid of who we match up against, and we're probably not going to face them, is the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm looking at everyone else, and I'm saying we get to the Super Bowl and we face Aaron Rodgers, and we beat Aaron Rodgers. That's what I believe is going to happen. So, this game, this weekend, is about why you trust the process. No more fluky finishes. No more winning by a field goal. Win convincingly, and if you're going to beat the Colts, you stop the run. You're going to have to stop me here, Mario, because I'll keep going. I'll keep ranting.
Listen, that's my rant. That rant, dude, just gave me goosebumps, baby. I had goosebumps because you're absolutely right. Why not us? We played an outstanding second half of the NFL season, aside from the Arizona Hail Mary, okay? We've outscored teams every game since the beginning, since the second half. Josh Allen's on fire. I don't see no reason why we can't go into the wild card game against the Colts and steamroll them. Yeah, they got a couple of pieces here and there. I'm not going to knock the Colts. They had a pretty good season. They got an aging quarterback. They got some young stars on defense. But the Buffalo Bills are just too damn good this year. Too damn good.
You know what I'm saying to Josh Allen? I'm telling him, hey, this game, you need to keep your emotions in check. Josh, keep your emotions in check. Everyone's going to feed off of your energy. Everyone's going to feed off of your vibe. Don't pull. I'm gonna get into Star Wars here because it's the only thing that comes to my mind when I think about when you lose your emotions and you do something stupid. Look, don't pull an Anakin Skywalker in the Clone Wars when he sees Dooku, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Sean McDermott says, we'll do this together. And then, no, he just runs and he wants to do it by himself and he gets his arm chopped off. Look, Josh Allen needs to keep his cool. Needs to trust the guys around him to make plays, to play balanced. And if need be, yes, be that superstar. Do that, you know, show that spark that you do every time you feel like a play needs to be made. But I'm saying to Josh, let's see how we really match up against these guys and let Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Dookie Williams, baby. Come on.
Have you seen that? Dookie has been elevated from the practice squad, man.
And Dookie is not, he's not Dookie. I'm just saying, I'm just hype. All right, I think he's going to be great. He's going to be a great just matchup nightmare. And I think that's why have him. You know, you look at the way they're playing. Well, more importantly, it gets into my point here that I wanted to bring up to you. You look at how the Colts have been this whole season and a monumental loss that basically stained what they were made of was the Pittsburgh Steelers loss. So I'm going to ask you this question. Before you want to get into stats, just answer me straight up. Are the Indianapolis Colts right now, if they were going to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, would they beat them in the wild card?
Yes.
Okay. So this opens up a big discussion, right? Because they lost to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh found their stride. They started to throw the ball all over the field. They won the game. So, look, I'm gonna say a couple of points as to what I think the Bills can do to exploit the Colts. Just get turnovers. Right? Blitz the middle. Force Rivers out of the pocket. He's not mobile. Right? That's how you can do it. Also, just try to play really good coverage. T.Y. Hilton is their main boy. If he gets rolling, we're going to be in trouble. So I'm looking at the Colts and I'm saying, okay, we're going to talk about the running game, but I'm saying Phillip Rivers led team, right? In the playoffs, yes, you need a good running back. I mean, it's very rare you're going to have a running back carry your team for the entire playoffs, right? It's rare, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Happened last year.
Yeah, and we got our hands full with Hines and Taylor, right? We got to shed some light on that. But I'm just saying, first off, that's how we should attack Phillip Rivers. That's how we should make them uncomfortable. Make them realize that they're not going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to do whatever we allow them to do. They're going to have to take whatever our defense gives them. We're going to have to be the aggressor defensively. And I really, really, really hope that they receive the ball first. That is my main hope. I'll be jumping for joy, dancing around just like Josh Allen after that coin toss. So let's talk about Taylor. Let's talk about Hines. What do you have on them?
I mean, you look at Taylor, man. He's played some really good football this year as a rookie. You talked last week against Jacksonville. They needed that win, right? You know, 253 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did work. He did his thing. Going against a kid like this, young, shifty, guy, speed. We really gotta make sure our linebackers are in there, man. They're making the right tackles. Our defensive line is stopping that run, man. In my opinion, I think he's the difference maker for the Colts in this game. If he goes off, we can't figure it out. That play actually works well for Phillip Rivers. He's number one. He's the number one priority, in my opinion, is Jonathan Taylor.
I just feel like the big thing for Indianapolis is trying to establish that play action on the Bills.
Yeah.
You look at trick plays, play action plays, and that's when the Bills have gotten into a little bit of trouble. Yep. And that's what we don't want. You know, I think when we faced Kansas City, I look at that game, and I mean the whole game, we just tried to just make sure we had as many people deep as possible, let them see if they could win in the trenches, and they did. This is a game where they may not have those explosive weapons up top. So, you know, I look at Taylor and I look at the emergence of, I think, a superstar at that position. If they can keep a healthy line, offensive line in the future for him. Also a smart quarterback to switch up the plays. I think that's something that Phillip Rivers does really well. He can read your defense. He'll get out of a pass play and run it up for 5-6 yards. Hand it off, whatever. So I'm looking at Taylor and I'm saying to myself, this is a huge Matt Milano game. You know, Matt Milano, this is a chance for him to really just establish himself just as a cornerstone piece of the Buffalo Bills for the future. I've always, obviously, you've heard me rant about him over and over and over again, ladies and gentlemen, and my brother. We talk about him all the time, but you know, just the way he affects the running game and the play action game is extremely important. And, overall, I just think that Matt Milano has the potential to also be a superstar at his position. So that's what I'm looking at. You know, we're going to be able to stuff up those holes, but I feel like just having those tackles for loss and, you know, being able to get to the outside and stop them from doing those zone runs, you know, that's what we're going to need. We're going to need him to do that. Figure out where they're shifting to and get sideline to sideline, as well as Tremaine Edmonds. I'm not counting Tremaine Edmonds' impact on this game out at all. But, you know, I'm just saying that I feel like every single game Matt Milano is unaccounted for by the offense. I feel like they don't respect him enough, and he always ends up making them respect him. And then it's too late. It was 3rd and 1. He gets a tackle for loss. Or it's 3rd and 4, and he stops him 2 yards short. I mean, you can't make this up. This guy is a third down nightmare. And this is exactly what you want in a game like this. Just ruin them on third down. So, you know, now let's just talk about the Colts and just your perspective. Because I'm not the type of Bills fan right now where I'm looking at the Colts and I'm saying, you know, screw the Colts, you know, this and that and the other, and just talking down about them. Look, I respect them. You know, I really do. And Mario, first you go, what do you respect about them as a whole? I mean, just the turnaround they did and whatnot, you know, obviously their coach. So maybe talk a little bit about them.
Like you said, you got to respect the coach and Frank Reich, man, what he did with his team and bringing in Phillip Rivers this year. And really changing it around, you know, going 11-5, and they're not a slouch team, man. They got a good defense. They're solid on defense. Their offense plays well. You know, you got DeForest Buckner in there and the interior lineman there, one of the best interior linemen out there, up there with Big Boy in L.A., Aaron Donald. They're a solid team, man. They're not a slouch, and I'm not expecting us to their ass tomorrow, straight up. I'm expecting us to win this game. Just like every other Buffalo Bills fan out there, we're expecting to beat them. But I'm not expecting to beat on them like we did with Miami at the end of the season, you know? they're good. They're a well-coached team in Frank Wright, you know, and it's a bit bittersweet because I know a lot of old school Buffalo Bills fans love the guy, and for him to come into town on the opposing team and we have to play them, it's like, hey, we love you, but we're going to have to beat on you, buddy. You know, it's overall, man, it's a well-coached team. They got a great defense again, and the offense isn't a slouch at all. So, I give them props. They had a hell of a season, especially for Philip Rivers, man. You know, I never been a fan of the guy. I always thought he was a big crybaby. But I tell you, every time he comes to play us, it's usually a good game. I believe the last time we played him when he was with the Chargers, and he pretty much whooped on us. And I think at that time we had turnover McGee as quarterback for us. And then they, I believe Allen came in to pretty much close out the game when it was a goner. But Phillip had a great game that against our defense. And I Phillip knows how to play. He plays well. He's a better quarterback. And at the end of the day, we just got to get pressure on the guy. We take away the run, and then force Rivers to throw those erratic throws he does sometimes. I mean, he has bad games. You see it. You just got to put pressure on the guy. Doesn't like to get hit, man. He'll throw that ball away before he gets sacked. And that's what we need, man. That's what we need. We need to put that pressure on him.
You know, what I'm looking at is you got a couple storylines here. Obviously, Josh Allen, mm-hmm. We got to talk about this. I want to talk about two storylines here. Josh sure. Allen. First, we're going to talk about Josh Allen coming off the, you know, playoff loss from last year going into this game. And mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, you know, just, you know, being that fire we need in the playoffs. So first off, Josh Allen, my goodness, you know, what a year after such a tragic loss. See, a lot of players could have won in the next year and would have just cut their losses. Hey, at least I made it in the NFL. You know, I made it into a playoff game. You know, I'll just be a backup quarterback, whatever. I'll, you know, kind of half my way for the rest of, you know, my career. And possibly play just a couple more seasons, whatever. Josh Allen had the hugest gut check in NFL history. Think about that. So you look at just going from, well, you just jumped 10% in completion percentage, number one, mm-hmm. and then he mm-hmm. breaks Jim Kelly's records. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like he is basically saying, I'm here to stay. I'm changing everything everyone knows about Buffalo, and I'm back on the stage that will establish me as an elite quarterback. People are already calling him elite. He hadn't even hit the playoffs again yet. So if Josh Allen has a strong playoff run, wins a Super Bowl, which is my prediction, he is legendary, is what he is. So I'm looking at Josh Allen's storyline and I'm like, you can literally become a legend in the NFL if you win a Super Bowl. It is unprecedented. It is unimaginable for a quarterback to go from zero to 150 miles per hour, you know, in one season. It's just, you know, season to season. It's insane. And, you know, I know a lot of people want to crown Dable as an amazing, you know, coordinator, all that other stuff. I understand and I get that. But, man, I got to give 70% to Josh Allen and 30% to Aaron Dable because it is not easy what Josh Allen is doing. It is not easy to have the tenacity, to have the heart, to have the veracity to come back and just carry your team when your defense is playing terrible for the beginning of the season and keep you relevant. He wasn't supposed to do that this year. We were expecting our defense to do that and him emerge halfway through the season and really start to take off. Yep. It's the complete opposite. Now the defense is emerging and we're going into the playoffs. So now let's talk about, well, go ahead.
I speak for myself and maybe 90% of the Buffalo Bill fan base. And the beginning of the season, when the season started, we did not expect this to be a pass heavy team. You know, we picked up Zach Moss in the draft. We're thinking we got a 1-2 punch in this guy. We're in the play action, you know, ease Josh Allen in, still working. No one expected Josh Allen to have the year he did, man. You know, it is. He's 0-100. And he's absolutely amazing, man. He's a marvel to watch, dude. I'm telling everyone, I mean, to watch him play in the first half of the Miami, I'm going to keep reverting back to the Miami game because it's the most recent one and it's the best beatdown we've had in a long time, especially against the AFC East Division opponent. But to come in that game and score 3 touchdowns in one quarter and 200, almost 300 yards shows how far this kid has come. Shows and proves to a lot of his fan base that we're not going to have the same playoff game we had against Houston. We're not going to have that. I don't see an ounce in Allen from. I don't see 1 ounce of Allen from last year. I don't see him letting the emotions take over and trying to become Superman and do everything on his own because he doesn't have to anymore. You know, Stephon Diggs came in and was like, "Hey, let me help you."
So let's talk about that. I want to get it. We can talk about the big storyline here, though, is this is the first time, right? Buffalo has ever had a receiver. I mean, all respect to Andre Reed.
Eric Moulds.
Not Eric Moulds. I mean, the great Hall of Fame Andre Reed. But I am looking at Stephon Diggs, the way he affects a game plan is insane. He is the wide receiving champion and, you know, unbelievable season. You go from Minnesota, you're labeled a diva. You go to a quarterback who has just a horrible on paper completion percentage. And then you turn him into an elite quarterback. You got to give credit. Huge amount of credit where it's due. Stephon Diggs literally made Aaron Daboll look like a genius, Josh Allen look elite, and the Buffalo Bills offense relevant like it's the 90s again. This is crazy. This is like this is literally a dream, and someone's got to pinch us, and I'm hoping a loss isn't going to be the pinch. I want the Super Bowl title to be the pinch. That's what I believe is going to happen. That's what I believe is going to happen. Look, no one else deserves this more than Buffalo. What a year.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about the effect Stephon Diggs has on the team, whatever have you?
You said the best, man. The kid's elite, man. I think, in my opinion, man, I expected this to happen when he came to Buffalo, man. He had something special, man. When you watch him in that playoff game against the Saints back in Minnesota. He was with Minnesota and he catches that ball. No one expected that to happen. You know, he catches that ball and run down the end of the game. They win it. They move on to beat the Saints. He's something special, man. And, you know, like you said, there was a lot of things coming out of the trade. The kid's a diva. You know, he's never going to work out. This and that. He's too small. He's a fifth rounder. Listen, the guy's phenomenal, man. He brought it to the table. He showed up in Buffalo. He showed up and worked out with Josh Allen, did his thing, man, and they had an amazing year together. And Stephon Diggs, he's a difference maker. Without him, the game plan is definitely different. Stephon Diggs demands attention, and that's what I love about him, man. He demands the attention. He gets open even though he demands that attention. You're always going to see the top cornerback on this guy, but he's still getting open. But he's with him in that fold, you're opening up Cole Beasley and John Brown and Gabe Davis, and these guys are getting open because Stephon Diggs is demanding so much attention.
Think about this. Look at how much success he has had without John Brown on the field.
Yeah.
That is elite. That is superstar. That's big time. That's Hall of Fame. Right there. When you got receivers around you just falling apart and you can make rookies look good, you can make Isaiah McKenzie look good, come on. Mm-hmm. You're doing something that's out of this world as far as your talent. His craft, I just watching him play, you know, it's just so smooth. It's just, you know, it's like listening to your favorite R&B song where you just vibe into it the whole game. You're just feeling it. And when I watch him play, it's like – Oh my gosh. What's that song? What's that song with that song I used to listen to a long time ago? So let me set this party off right. What is it called?
God, you're killing me. I don't even know, man.
Oh, come on. It's what Kanye. It's what Kanye Twista. Oh,
slow jams. Slow jams.
Yeah, it's like, yes. Just that, the way it makes you feel. It's like, oh my gosh. Guess, I don't know if that's the best. Chris, I don't know if that's, it's just from the top of my head, you know, one of those.
Just vibing. You're just vibing, man. You seeing them cats and balls out there. You're just kind of like, yeah. No, I get it, man.
He's explosive. And, you know, you just think about, you know, your favorite, you know, just song that pumps you up, whatever. Like, he gets me into the Bills offense when I watch him execute. And I feel like he and Josh Allen will be the identity of the Buffalo Bills offense for the next decade, probably and a half. So, you know, real quick, Mario. So give me your score. Just give me a score prediction. You know, we're hitting the time where I kind of want to wrap things up here. What is your honest score prediction that you're believing the Bills will be on the board with?
Got Bills 38, Colts 24. That's my final.
Okay.
I think we beat them.
All right. Well, my score prediction is the Colts 14 and the Bills 40.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna play around. I think that we're going to let Kansas City know, real quick, we're coming for you.
That's right.
And we're here to stay. The Buffalo Bills are here to stay. Bills Mafia is here to stay. Wherever you are, get pumped. Get your wings together. Get your beer together. Call a friend. Whatever you got to do to get in the zone, get in the zone. The Bills are in the playoffs. We're going to win today, and we're going to win a Super Bowl. It's going to start today. Let's go, Bills, and let's win.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best. Whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings, elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.